cattle futures mostly retained and extended recent gains on Monday. Auction prices were mainly higher too. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 19th of March. Last week's 5-area direct price for steers and heifers ended up right at $1 a hundredweight lower on a live basis, according to USDA data. Steers averaged $1.01 lower at $127.14 hundredweight. Heifers were $1.06 lower at $126.95. In the beef, steers were 82 cents lower at $204.25, and heifers were 69 cents lower at $204.09. Cattle futures meandered mostly higher on Monday, with continuing support from lean hog futures and a major question mark regarding the impact of last week's bomb cyclone that hit a wide swath of the plains. Other than 77 cents lower in spot April and 35 cents lower in away June, live cattle futures closed an average of 30 cents higher. Except for 62 cents and 12 cents lower in April and May, respectively, feeder cattle futures closed an average of 32 cents higher. Corn futures closed mostly a penny lower through September of 20 and then fractionally higher. Soybean futures closed mostly 2 to 3 cents lower. Wholesale beef values were higher on good demand and light offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice box beef cutout value was $1.34 higher Monday afternoon at $228.33 a hundredweight. Select was 87 cents higher at $218.21. Calves and feeders traded mostly higher at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. For instance, through mid-session, feeder steers were trading $2 to $6 higher at Oklahoma National Stockyards, where there were an estimated 8,800 head on offer. Feeder heifers were selling steady to $3 higher. Steer and heifer calves were trading $5 to $12 higher. At Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, steer calves weighing less than 600 pounds sold steady, and then steady to $3 higher at 600 to 750 pounds. Heifer calves weighing less than 600 sold steady to $3 higher, and then steady to $3 lower at heavier weights. There were 7,809 head on offer. Feeder steers sold mostly $3 to $5 higher at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota, where there were 4,631 head. Feeder heifers weighing less than 600 pounds traded $4 to $6 higher, with instances of $8 higher. Feeder heifers weighing more than 600 pounds sold unevenly steady. Finally, feeder steers sold steady to $17 higher at Tri-State Livestock Auction in McCook, Nebraska. Feeder heifers sold $3 to $6 higher, except for $4 lower at 800 pounds. There are 2,155 head on hand. Major U.S. financial indices extended the previous session's gains on Monday. There is nothing fundamental pointing strongly in either direction. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 65 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 10 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 25 points. For the near term, analysts with USDA's Economic Research Service say several factors support expectations that feedlot placements this year will be above last year. In the latest Livestock, Dairy, and Poultry Outlook, they explain, the number of cattle outside feedlots January 1st was up nearly 1% from a year ago. That included 1.9 million head on small grains pastures in the southern plains of Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. That was 27% more cattle than the same time a year earlier. Although last year's calf crop was estimated a touch lower than the mid-year projection, ERS analysts say the pool of cattle that might be expected to be placed in feedlots this year still represented 1.8% more calves than the previous year at 36.4 million head. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 19th of March. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.